Large is a totally new concept in fitness, proving you can be large and be physically fit. While exercising with women at large, please be aware of your breathing at all times. Inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth. You can be large and be physically fit. You can be large and be physically fit. You can be large and be physically fit. Now meet your Women at Large instructors and join us for fun and exercise.
Hi, I'm Charlene Powell. My blood pressure is 132 over 76. My heart rate is 60 and I feel fantastic.
Hi, my name is Trish Sharp and I've lost over 50 inches in a year's time through exercise alone and I am terrific. I am terrific. I am terrific.
Hi, I'm Lana Crabtree.
In the last 6 months, I've lost 17 and a half inches and 9 pounds through exercise alone.
All right, yeah, and roll those shoulders.
Can you hear me? I don't know. I'm using the wireless so I can get some cleaning done. And I don't know if the volume is correct or not. I can make it a little loud, but I can also make it a little louder later when I produce the thing. Hello, hello, hello. Nope, too loud, too loud, too loud, too loud, too loud. Okay, okay. What? All right. Ugh, ugh, for dummer. I need to shit. I'm going to try and put the monitor speaker on, see if I can do it without getting feet black. Hello? Do I hear it? Hold on. Hello? 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 Oh, no. That's sort of... Hello? I need to get it on a delay. How can I delay it so that it won't feed by your yolk? Let's see. Delay. Is there an effect? Delay. Arpeggiator. That's a MIDI effect. Grain delay. What is that? Filter delay. Maybe that's what I need. Moving. I don't know. Let's try that. But then you're going to hear that shit, too. Let's just, no. Oh, I just farted. It smells. Let's see what this sounds like with this effect. I don't think this is going to be good. Glow.
Glow.
Glow. Glow. Oh, yeah. That's... Hello.
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 Clitoris.
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 No, I don't think that's really very good. It's kind of distressing. What about this one? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Now.
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 Ow.
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 Ow. Fuck it. Oh, who gives a shit? As usual. All right. All right. Turn on the cue speaker again and we'll see. Hello? Hello? Oh, there it is. Maybe if I move away from the computer, that'll help.
Okay.
Hello? I just want to make sure it doesn't crackle pop. Duty. So, let's see. Went to the work party yesterday. That was very fun. Ate a lot. Gonna duty it. Also, I really need to listen to the headphone for a minute at least. Hello? I can't hear the monitor because all I hear is me. Hello? No, it sounds fine. Hello? Hello? I gotta make sure when I move it doesn't fade out. Anyway, I have layups. Oh, God. Layups. Ugh, it's those stinky good farts. Dr. Goodfart, Dr. Goodfart. I'm blank fine. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Let's go shit and then we'll talk. The toilet, because this is a shitting talk. I mean, this is a shitting topic. Okay. Am I recording? Yes, we are. We've got the golden boobles for the morning. Not that you care, because for you it's whatever time it's a morning, noon, and night. You know, all that glory, glory. All right. Let's hope this cheap-ass phone don't be cutting out on layups. That made sense, didn't it? Oh, duty. All right. Let's see. I'm on the toilet. I guess I can look at the monitor to see if it's duty and... I mean, cutting out. You know, I can see if there's a blurb. Not really, actually. Okay. Let's see. Get in my thing here. Somebody sent me a link which made me very upset. I just looked at it this morning. I think he sent it yesterday. This is Madge Weinstein, I'm a food allergist. My Twitter is at bloated lesbian. And I'm also on Facebook, but I don't do it, but it's Yeast Radio. Facebook.com/Yeast Radio, I think. So this is that somebody sent me from Dated Wasty. Yesterday. NBC public sours on health reform from NBC's Mark Murray. As the Senate sprints to pass a health care bill by Christmas, the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, NBC News being owned by GE, Wall Street being owned by Rupert Murdoch, of course, finds that those believing President Obama's health reform plan is a good idea has sunk to its lowest level. Hold on. I gotta push this thing out. Hold on. Damn it, it was a quiet one. That means not only is it quiet for the brum, but it's also gonna be very hard to wipe and clean in the shower. Just 32% say it's a good idea versus 47% who says it's a bad idea. In addition, for the first time in the survey, a plurality prefers the status quo to reform. By a 44 to 41% margin, respondents say it would be better to keep the current system than to pass Obama's health plan. By comparison, in September and October's NBC Journal polls, the American public preferred changing the system to the status quo 45 to 39%. The poll was conducted December 11th through 14th and has a margin of error of plus minus 3.1 percentage points. The full survey will be released tonight at 6:30 p.m. on last night. Now, this is what I find particularly interesting. Let's see. The comments are so telling of our culture, you know. The first comment from Brutus T. Hayes says, brutal numbers for the Democrats. Absolutely brutal. And see, in that comment lies a major part of the problem we have. You know, as if this is a team sport. It is not about Democrats versus Republicans. I mean, just look at how the opinions are practically the same, but there's this division. You know, you'd think from the way people, Democrats or Republicans, are so bitterly fighting and separated, that there's this huge difference in ideology. Well, there is in some ways, I suppose, in the people. You know, the liberals are very different from conservatives. But in practice, the representatives, the Democrat, the people who supposedly represent Democrats versus the ones that represent Republicans, I don't use supposedly in Republicans because I feel like they do. No, that doesn't make sense. I'm contradicting myself. In any case, they're not as different as the people. In other words, they're just basically representing the same corporations. So, ugh. But this person saying brutal numbers for the Democrats, as if it's a team sport, as if it's a game, you know? As if it's Democrats versus Republicans, which is really what I was thinking, you know, as if this is a game the other day, you know? That's the way people are behaving. You know, Republicans don't want this to go through because it would be a victory for the Democrats. No, never mind the 30 or 40, however, 50 million people who don't have insurance. Never mind the fact that they might get insurance. No, no, no. Never mind that. It would be a victory for the Democrats, so we have to stop it. This is the same mentality that makes us go to war. Complete disregard for human life. And you know what? In this country is, I don't know if you paid attention to this climate summit, but clearly, you know, we're not doing enough, nor are the other big countries, but especially us. We're just so fucking stupid. And, you know, these island nations, I have a prediction to make, and I will make it here, that the next terrorist attack on our country will not be from Al-Qaeda or any Arabs, you know. It will be from some small, or maybe not so small, island nation who is threatened by global warming. And they're just going to try and take us out. But, of course, it won't be effective if they just go after people or our government. The only way it would be effective, and I don't think anybody's really, I was having this train of thought the other day, is, you know, like, attacking our government doesn't do anything, because our government doesn't run the country. Our government is just a mechanism. In the same way, okay, so you have, I don't know, you have a chief of police, and the policeman actually implement, that's a bad. Oh, okay, you have an architect who designs a building, to use an Ayn Rand analogy for the morons who still are objectivist, even though Greenspan himself sort of disavowed himself from that whole philosophy that ran his life and our economy for many years, and not to mention that stupid bitch Reagan, the great communicator. Basically, anybody who's an objectivist is pretty much just, you know, you're done. That whole business is over. Greenspan disavowed it. It's proven wrong. Trickle down. The economics has been disproved. Yet, if you look at the way the bailout is going, it's based on trickle-down economics. It's based on the idea that if we bail out the goddamn banks, then it'll trickle down. I mean, that's really what it's about. They're not saying that, but obviously that's what it's coming down to. You bail out the banks, you bail out the financial institutions, and it'll trickle down. Based, again, on the same failed ideology that Greenspan used from Ayn Rand and all these other douchebags, you know. Turned out to be the opposite. Turned out to be that Rand was right, but she had it backwards. Rand was talking about what happens when capitalism is allowed to go nuts, not collectivism. Anyway, so my prediction is that the next big terrorist attack in the United States is going to be from some small island nation that's threatened, like, Maldives or something, where they're basically already losing landmass, and they're threatened, their very existence is threatened by the climate and the fact that we're not doing anything. I mean, that's gotta be, that'll make somebody a little angry. So I think they'll probably do some terrorist attack. I mean, when they're, you know, when the cult country's going underwater, what the fuck do you have to lose? Nothing. And then so we'll be like, oh, they hate our lifestyle. Never mind the fact that we're drowning them. You know, never mind that. It's, you know, they hate, whatever. So then I was thinking, you know, these terrorist attacks are stupid. And then I realized that the only way to really stop this system is by really doing a French Revolution. Well, Max has talked about this for years. Maybe it's just now sinking in to me, but, you know, French Revolution, you know, off with their heads kind of thing. And the only way that it's that these terrorists are going to have any luck is if they stop it at the CEO level. It's not the government. There's no need to assassinate anybody in the government, you know. That wouldn't do a damn thing. You know, you get mourning, you get up, and probably would cause more problems than you'd have a war, but the people that need to be stopped are the people running the CEOs. Now imagine if the people, if the CEOs were to be stopped or threatened or whatever, if these terrorists did that, then we'd have some real problems, because who would run the corporations? If every time you run a corporation, you're running a risk of getting killed. That would, you know, do something. So would stopping to buy things. Now that's a reasonable, I'm a, you know, a pacifist like me wouldn't, I'm not saying, you know, do that, of course, because I'm a pacifist. I don't believe that you should, anybody should take another life, period. But, and, you know, you don't have to call it boycotts, but if as an individual you consciously consume or disconsume, unconsume, from the companies that aren't doing good things, you know, there was somebody on Democracy Now! Talking about how, you know, when they walked out of the subway or whatever in Copenhagen for this climate summit, there were these gigantic signs from Coca-Cola saying, you know, we're great or something. This woman was from India, and she said she had chills up her spine because India had just sucked all their groundwater out to make their fucking drinks, and they're making people, you know, not have water. Girdle. So, you know, it's, I almost, yeah, I mean, the government is just sort of this, basically, I don't know what you would even call it in an analogy. It's like the government is sort of the construction worker for building a building, and the architect are the corporations. Architects are the corporations. So, who we elect, it doesn't matter. What matters is the corporations, and corporations, I went to the business school, I know this, they blatantly teach you this right away in the 100-level classes. Corporations are run by greed. That is the nature of corporations. I don't think any CEO would disagree with me on that. It's basic. Look it up in a book. Corporations are run by greed. So, we're in a situation where, you know, we could have stopped this a while ago. If before the corporations had so much power, they were kept regulated. You know, if campaign finance reform was implemented before it went crazy. Well, now it's at the point where the people are too controlled. I mean, how on earth would we ever implement finance reform when, you know, it's controlled by the corporations and they would effectively have to pass it? And why are we being held hostage? And this is, of course, the ultimate point. Why are we being held hostage by basically this Botoxed out cunt of a, I don't even remember her name, this, the one who's in charge of most of the fucking, the lobbying in D.C. You know, she's all Botox, this cunt, healthcare reform. Why is she controlling, you know, what, why do they have to approve anything? What is this business, this mindset in Washington that the insurance company has any say whatsoever on? The insurance industry should have no say on this whatsoever. You know, why? Let them explain in a hearing. Why do we have to approve this? Why? I mean, why do they have anything to do with it? I mean, sure, they may still be involved, because I would imagine it's, you know, that the people that have plans they like want to keep them. So, okay, you know, fine. The insurance companies are involved, and we have to make decisions as a government based on, you know, what's going to happen in the insurance industry. But the insurance industry has no business being involved in this process at all. You know, but they're being not only involved, but they're being allowed to control it. And we're being held hostage. When nobody says, well, why is the insurance company even necessary in this? Why? And what about math? Why? Where's the math in all this? And there's so many points I want to make at the same time, but I can't, you know. And also, why is everybody talking about certain conservative commentators, you know? Do you see these conservative commentators quoting Rachel Maddow and liberals? No, because they know the media game, you know? All you want to do is get talked about. And the liberals talk about these fucking conservative commentators and the retarded things they say, which is exactly what they want. Anyway, that's not really the point. There is one point. Gosh. Hi, sweetie. What's the point? What is the point? But what? Yeah, where's the okay, so what? Math, yeah, math. Math, okay? Like, people just, you say, pundit or Republican says, oh no, and even Democrats, oh no, we can't increase taxes to pay for this. Okay, now let's have a little, instead of saying, that's true, we can't, so we'll just make everybody pay for it, whatever. Yeah, no, we can't accept that. It does not raise taxes. Now you have to say, look, how much do you pay out of your paycheck for health care? That, okay, take that amount of money. And let's just say that's a tax, because in a country that has universal health care, that money is included as taxes instead of being paid directly by you or through your employer. That is taxes. So we cannot just allow this argument, this flimsy argument, that if we were to have, let's say, single-payer health care, that would result in an increase in taxes. No, that is not a valid argument, because first you have to take all the money that you pay, any American who has insurance pays today. So that means, okay, so you, let's say you're employed by, I don't know, GE. And let's say GE pays 75% of your premium. Let's say they pay $300 out of $400 of your premium. Okay, that money, that $300 that GE pays would go to you if they didn't have to pay it. That's coming from your salary. They're not paying that out of the goodness of their heart. When they decide how to hire people, and I've been, in one of my jobs, I did human resource information systems. And when they budget for an employee, they don't say, okay, well, he makes $40,000 a year, so that's what we budget. No, they budget for that plus benefits. So anyway, what I'm saying is, so that you have to include the entire premium in what the employee is paying every month. So if you work for GE, they're paying $300 a month, you're paying $100 a month, then you're paying $400 a month. Okay? So, and that's not even including the other taxes like Social Security and the things where the government pays a portion of it on your behalf. So, although usually that's just, they're just paying it for you as a way to, it's like withholding. But I think we're so, anyway, whatever. Let's forget about that, the Social Security and that doesn't matter, the FICA. But if you're just talking about healthcare costs, okay, so $400 a month, okay, plus any copays you might have. So I don't know. Let's say you're on three different medications. The copay is $10 a month, so that's $30 plus any deductible. Let's say that's $500 a year. So let's just take this calculator. Let's see. So, calc. Let's see. So I gotta talk in a whisper because I don't want feedback. 400 times 12. That's $4,800 a year so far. That's just the premium. Plus, let's see. And I'm going to say $30 times 12 is 360. 60. What did I say the other one was? For? Oh, fuck. I lost my number. This is why I suck. Let's see. Sorry. So let's just calculate the... No. Okay, so let's say 400 minus actually 550. I'm going to say 550 because that's ridiculous. I mean, I'm just a single person and I have to pay 500. So I think 400 is ridiculous because that's not even for a family. So I'm going to say 550 plus. And then you have to consider the fact that, you know, when you're in a family, you're paying $1,000 in insurance. You're actually covering several people. But in Europe, you know, that's even, oh, never mind. Okay, so 550 plus, let's say 30 a month is 580 times 12. So that's 6960. And this is around my level of what it would cost as a single person. So I don't think it's being unreasonable. And women that are fertile have to pay more. Families obviously have to pay more. So that's 6960 plus, let's say, a $500 deductible. And that's being conservative, very conservative. Not to mention out of pocket. This is assuming that there's no, yeah, okay, fine, let's just say, so it's about $7,500. Now, let's say you make $50,000 a month, a year rather. Let's say, I don't know which way to do the math. Divided by 7,500, no, 50,000 divided by 7,500. I can't fucking do this. 7,500 divided by 50. There's that fucking interference. So that's 15%, okay? So basically, that's a 15% tax for healthcare, right? So, now that has nothing to do with any taxes you actually pay that are called taxes today. That's just basically what I'm paying. It's a 15% on the that is a conservative estimate, although I don't make 50,000, I make actually a lot less than that. But if I were to make 50,000, then roughly I'd be paying 15% of my income to healthcare costs. Now, if you have a single payer system, that 15% goes to zero because the government, you no longer, or at least that number being paid by yourself or the corporations that you work for go to zero, okay? And it gets added on to your taxes instead. So if you're a single payer person, then, okay, so then your income goes up by, let's say, 7,500. And then it comes out of your taxes. So let's say, so 15% plus, I think we pay roughly, you know, I don't know, a person earning 50,000 roughly pay a third of their income in taxes. So that's 33%. You add 15, that's about 45%. And basically you're getting close to the area that I would guess a lot of European countries pay. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I lost my train of thought. But basically, I think it's fucked. In other words, all I'm saying is you have to consider those costs. And you can't just, let's say, well, it's going to increase taxes. Well, it's just going to, you know. I don't know what the cost would actually be. But, yeah. You see where I'm going. Anyway, now, back to those comments. So anyway, so when we're talking about this shit and saying, you know, comparing the costs, we have to say, oh, let's look at the entire healthcare cost today that we're paying and compare it to how much we would pay without the insurance industry. Now, it also is pretty simple mathematics, which, you know, I can barely do, to say, okay, well, let's see, the insurance industry does nothing. What added value do they provide to the actual healthcare? What benefit do they provide? None. What benefits do doctors provide? A huge value because they actually do the healthcare. Same with hospitals, same with care centers and any other actual provider, drug companies. They all do something. They do stuff to contribute. You know, you can vilify the drug companies for overcharging, whatever, but still, they provide a service. The insurance companies do absolutely nothing except steal money legally and extort it from the American people. And that's all they're doing. That's why they're fighting this healthcare reform so vehemently, because they do nothing but take money. They're just like landowners in feudalism. That's all they are. They do nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Paperwork. Yeah, they hire people. Big fucking deal. You know, just that, the value of that is ridiculous. So would, you know, the mafia can hire people too. That doesn't make it right. I mean, okay. See, I get too emotional about it and then I can't talk anymore. And so, okay. Oh my God, it's 10:30. Babs, why isn't the Eggman here? So, okay. Maidle ho. Let's clean a little. It'll feel better. Right. So, anyway, back to the math. Anybody, I dare you to explain to me how it's more cost-effective to have a multi-billion-dollar behemoth that just does nothing but suck money out of the system. How is that cheaper than eliminating the behemoth and having the healthcare reduced by the healthcare costs reduced by that amount? You know, having the government do it, or, you know, you can say it's less of, you know, you could say that, well, maybe the government won't be so good at it, but they'd have to be really fucking bad at it to take out as many billions and billions of dollars that go to pay for yachts and fat cats and lobbyists, you know, to be, make it more, you know, I can't fucking handle it. Why do I even have to explain? I get so fucking frustrated. It's so fucking obvious. It's fucking math that Americans don't even know how to do. We're just retarded and selfish. And the bottom line is, you know, look at that movie 2012 I saw. You know, and it's such a wonderful metaphor for this dumbass society. You know, so a bunch of people, you know, the end of the world comes, and all the white people that are rich get on this gigantic, you know, boat and get to go to Africa after all the black people are killed. I mean, that's basically the plot. It's so fucking retarded. And it's fine because they have consciences and they saved a couple people at the end. You know, the idea is that we'll be fine. You know, we're Americans. We'll be fine because we're rich. No, 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 don't think so. Hello, 9/11, wake up call, duh. Anyway, but we have to be, you know, we, due to whatever force, whether it's natural, unnatural, terrorist or something, if we continue with this kind of behavior, we will be removed from the earth. You know, the earth will take care of itself. And if the rest of the world wants to ensure their own survival and not die, then they will destroy us, or the economy will naturally destroy us as a systemic effect. That's just how it's going to be. And I don't know. I mean, there are solutions, but, you know, Michael Moore said, and somebody made reference this, I don't remember, some comment or something recently to me, but they said, well, you know, Michael Moore said he's going to stop movies, making movies until the American people do something. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, that matters, but this is my other point, which is bringing me to this, which is that, you know, everybody's looking to Obama to do something. You know, the Republicans want him to fail so they don't vote for anything, and the Democrats see him as failing because he's not delivering on his promises. But you see, the kind of mentality that expects him to do everything when we live in a nation controlled by corporations and complacency and slaves to the television, which is the new opiate to the masses, the idea behind that, if you think about it, is basically that people expect Obama to be a dictator. You know, he's supposed to be a dictator. So you have a Congress that is controlled by corporations, and you have a population whose opinion is controlled by corporations, basically, and through the media and whatnot. And, you know, they're against reform. The senators are against reform because of the corporations that pay for them. The corporations are against reform because they're corporations and nobody's stopping them. But Obama is supposed to just magically make it all happen, right? You know, I have obviously a lot of beefs with him because I think he should be strong-arming them to get real health care reform through, which may happen, and there's still, it has to go back to the, and I don't really understand how it works, but it's, you know, even if this Senate bill gets approved, it's got to go back to the House, then back to the Senate again, and who knows, I don't know if the good stuff can happen by that time or not. I'm of the opinion that it has to pass, and something has to pass, change it later, because if this doesn't pass, then it's nothing. If nothing else, I can look at myself and say, well, it will benefit me. Because right now they can turn anybody down for pre-existing conditions. And having to force everybody in America to pay for health insurance and by extortion, in my opinion, is better for me, is better. As horrible as it is. And you know what? This is our country. And the bottom line is, if this doesn't happen, it's the American people's fault. It's our country. We have the power to do whatever the fuck we want, even if it requires violent overthrow of the people that are doing it. You know? I mean, what happened in the French Revolution? You think that, what happened there? You think the king just said, oh, you know what, let's leave, bye-bye. No, the people fucking chopped their heads off. In event, and granted, that's against my personal morality, but my point is that it is ultimately our responsibility. We can't just sit there and watch these goddamn reality TV shows, you know, while we expect healthcare to be, you know, magically taken care of for us. You know, if you as an individual are doing nothing to take part in the government, whether it's by writing letters or even, you know, informing yourself and trying to change opinion or distribute flyers or bank phone calls, something, then you're part of the problem, in my opinion. Oh, God. All right. Let's see. My picture didn't come out very good. Anyway, let's see. That was an irrelevant comment. It has to do with the party from yesterday. Also, you can be blissfully aware of the world's sorrows, as I try to be, and, you know, you can say all this shit and still be happy because, you know, the condition, the human condition, okay? But that doesn't mean you have to change it just because you're blissfully aware of it. You know, ha, ha, ha. Take some fucking Prozac. Let's see. So more comments on that thing I read earlier. Okay, so somebody writes this. I love this comment. On, you know, this was from the NBC, a comment on the NBC story about people losing interest in healthcare reform. Meanwhile, in the UK, this is the comment, to qualify for any routine elective operation, patients must have a body mass index below 30. They must also have given up smoking for at least 3 months. With obesity rates over here, that would definitely bend the cost curve. I think that's great. I think that's hilarious. And hello, of course, if you're above 30, I mean, that 30, I mean, ugh. Although, wait a second, 30 isn't actually, that's obese. So, okay, so you have to lose weight to get your surgery. Elective surgery. That's elective surgery, okay? It's not life-threatening. That's good. And smoking for 3 months, so what? Give up smoking then. Anyway, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, the dictatorship thing, so. Dictator, that would be a good dragon. So, yeah, I mean, we can't just sit there and expect Obama to be this dictator. And I kind of think, you know, you have to be really careful when buying into all this, you know, be down on Obama thing, because, simply because, it's what the Republicans are trying to do. You know, did they go, you know, it took a lot more than this to get them to give up Bush support. I mean, In any case, whatever. I want to end with one thing. Oh, no, I can't end because I'm not even anywhere near clean. Maybe I'll end this part of the conversation and then babble about vaginas. Hi, Trotsky. My light bulbs are all out in the kitchen. I only have the fluorescence under the counter, which sucks. I forgot what I was fucking finted to say. Damn it, my point. My point was gone. My point is gone. Point is just this. What's my point? My point is... What was my point? Yeah. Dictator. Yeah. Dictator. He's not a dictator, you know? I have this weird belief that I kind of still have some... I have to have faith in him. The healthcare bill today is not dead, you know? To dump it now... Well, I don't know, though. But then what Howard Dean said is very interesting, where he says killing it now would be a good idea, and then you'd have to start the reconciliation process. But that doesn't solve the... You know, that makes sense if you're still trying to get healthcare reform, but if most American people are saying, to hell with it, then we have a problem. But fuck the American people. If the opinion of the corporations matter more than them anyway, then the opinion of really... Fuck it. Who cares what anybody thinks, then? Who cares what the American public... think. I mean, I don't know. They're just stupid anyway. They're just dumb here. We are dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb as fuck. And being uneducated doesn't help. And you know, and it's this... And it's this whole... Who knows why? And does it even matter why? Will this any of this even be solved? Who the fuck knows? But I do think there has to be an element of hope, which is how Obama got elected. But you can't just elect him and then give up and say, oh, oops, he's terrible, I'm never going to vote again, which is what some of my friends have said. You know, it's a little too easy, and something about that seems wrong. If you voted for him, I think you have to stick with it for a while, you know? Rather than just, okay, give up, let's get a Republican. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm in a mental state this moment. I just don't know. And why should I pretend I know when I don't? You know, some things are easy, like the fact that, you know, insurance companies contribute nothing and need to be taken out of the system. You know. I don't understand how so many people can do the wrong thing consciously. You know, like Lieberman, for example. How can you just say, okay, well, I don't want to expand Medicare, fuck, you know, and then lose insurance for millions of people? You know, he, as an individual, is willing to do this. I mean, how can you be anything but evil and do something like that? Just because you want whatever his motives are. I mean, I can make up his motives, but I don't know what the fuck his motives are, but they're fucking, you know, evil, I think. I don't know. Oh, well... I got my Swifter Sweeper made by Procter & Gamble, who probably supports no healthcare reform for whatever reason. I don't know, none of it makes sense, because why wouldn't corporations, except for the insurance industry, not support healthcare reform? But see, then it goes back to just being a big game, you know? It's just a big game. If, you know, like, let's say, you know, domestic policy may be different, but in terms of foreign policy... You know, there's not a whole lot of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. So, which makes it like sports, you know, like, ooh, let's make it a sport, let's make it entertainment, so it's part of entertainment. Well, then we need this thing called media literacy, which is where the original video blogging movement was so important, and something really neat was happening, you know, at these video blogging conferences, and then YouTube came over and made it into singing kitty cats and obese people. I don't ever make movies about obese people. Anyway, yeah. Hey, I don't claim to be anything anywhere near perfect, you know. I have my fun, and nobody's perfect. Everybody's got good and evil in them. So when I think I can make sense, I try to, and when I'm not, then, yeah, I'm not going to, and I'm going to be a hypocrite. Who cares? You know. I love it when people come in, like, chime in with their anonymous voices and... you know, as if they're the voice of perfection. Like, gee, Madge, you're not allowed to say anything wrong or contradictory because you're the one talking. And the second you say something I disagree with, I'm going to accuse you of being a hypocrite. Well, go ahead. Because for me to deny that I've ever been a hypocrite, I'd be lying, and so would anybody else on this planet. Oh, well. I'm sweeping. I still think healthcare reform is going to pass, because in the same way I felt about the Obama election, and this is kind of this weird sort of magical thinking I have, because I know that the only thing that's going to get me out of the country is the healthcare reform thing not passing, in the same way that I said McCain winning is going to be the only thing that gets me out of the country. So as like this built-in defeating mechanism, I really feel like just because of that, by virtue of that, that healthcare reform will pass, because in some magical thinking kind of way, I'd never be lucky enough to be able to have the motivation, although it's not luck. There I go, contradicting myself again, to leave the country if my vagina smells. We need to get back to the vagina. What did we get congratulated on? Whatever. Oh my God. Gay Studio of the Year. What? What is this? Oh, we've been nominated for Gay Studio of the Year. Whatever. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, yeah. The global warming thing. So, or whatever it's called. Climate change. Somebody made this point. I don't remember who it was. I don't know if it was a show or whatever, podcast, comment, what. But somebody made the point, the very obvious point. I'm burping. To Rolaids. Not AIDS, just Rolaids. The very obvious point of saying, well, by saying, let's forget about this man-made, assuming climate change, let's just say it's not man-made. Well, does that mean we shouldn't stop it? Does that mean we should just not do anything? You know, because you can't deny the effects of global warming. You can't deny the things that have already happened. You can't deny that the Arctic is basically melted. You can't deny that the Himalayas are melting and all this other shit, and that's going to make China completely unstable. Not that it isn't. Because it supplies their drinking water. I mean, all you have to do is fly over Switzerland and look at some pictures of how it was 10 years ago. I mean, it's easy to see the effects of it. So just based on whether or not it's man-made, what has that got to do with it? The fact that, you know, shouldn't we be looking at what our capabilities are to stop it? You know, I mean, I don't know. Why are people so goddamn dumb? Does it matter? I don't know. Is this even real? Is this sort of this nihilism, this selfishness? I mean, I don't even have kids. But I can't even imagine the profound level of selfishness it takes to have kids and have the mentality that you're not going to do anything to fix this planet. I just don't get it. I think probably the people that are contributing to this problem are going to be destroyed by the very nature of things, the nature of systems, if they don't do anything. I mean, it's just the way it works. It's the way the planet works, you know? The Earth is not going to be harmed in the least by climate change. Not at all. Because whether we do something about it, if we do something about it and somehow is able to fix the problem, well, great, then the Earth is fine. And if humans die, well, then the Earth is fine because, you know, in a few hundred years, all the effects are reversed because we're gone. Or however long it takes, I have no idea. So, I think it comes down to this existential issue, which is, you know, people don't want to die. And so they go crazy and are stupid and watch reality TV. Who can figure any of this shit out? I should have majored in philosophy, not that it would help. But then they just say, what's being? And all this crap. Like, what the hell's that going to do to help? Figure out how stupid people are. There should be a AG, an OG, for studying stupidity. Sociology? No, not quite. It needs to be stupidology or demology, retardology, moronology. Why are people so fucking dumb? Yeah. Anyway, I guess the only way to solve it is to stop corporations. Stop the corporations from running. You know, not them necessarily stop them from running, but stop them from running the government. Stop them, their influence. That's what's got to happen. You know? Keep the lobbyists in their house. I don't know. Do something. Anyway, I'm just a lesbian with food allergies. I don't have all the answers. Look at how dirty my Swifter Sweeper is by Procter & Gamble. Who wouldn't sponsor me, so I got fired from my last job. That's a whole nother story to use. I misuse the English language. All these pubes, where do they come from? Who are you, pubes? Who are you? Hey, pubie. Who are you? Which ones are the world? Which ones? Oh, whatever. Which ones are the ones for? Whatever it is. Something like that. Pubie. Hey, pubis. Mom's pubis. Let me go to the urine and work the thing out. At least I like my job. May not pay shit, but I like it. Oh, by the way, I have an Amazon wish list. You better fucking buy me something or you're in trouble. Yeah. I mean, this $550 a month premium, which I have to pay because they still haven't extended the benefit. Such hair splitting. You know, Lieberman, he's like, oh, we can't spend, increase. He said, oh, it'll increase, we can't, you know, move the Medicare age down to 50 because it'll increase the cost by a few billion or something like this. But we spend, $1 trillion a year or something like this on fucking defense. Or I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a third of a trillion, whatever it is. It's ridiculous. You know, the healthcare in its best scenario would cost less than $1 trillion over 10 years. You know, which is much less than the Iraq war has cost. But, you know, a few trillion, how is it that all this defense spending automatically goes right through, zips right through, the bailout of the bank zips right through, and then we have to cry for years and years about fucking healthcare and never get it passed? What? It's the most fucked up thing. I think the new academic discipline of stupidology needs to take a look at this first. So I propose, and if the universities won't study stupidology, then there needs to be a new kind of university that studies dumb. The National Institute for Dumb. Or, you know, you can name it after me if you want. The Madge Weinstein National Institute for Dumb. Or George Bush could compensate for the errors of his ways and call it the George Bush. George W. Bush. Institute for Dumb. Oh, this is the quote I wanted to say that I couldn't remember. Okay. So I was reading The Nation magazine last month because somebody left it in my mailroom with Clank. And I read it, and there was it was a Cold War special, you know, the anniversary of the 1989 falling of the Berlin Wall and all that. Okay. So there's an interview with Gorbachev, and Gorbachev was talking about perestroika and all this. And Gorbachev was, and I don't remember the context, so it'd be wrong anyway, and I can't remember it either, but he quoted the father, George H.W. Bush, when they were trying to do this reform and all this whatever, and I think it was when H.W. Bush was vice president, and he said, Mikhail Gorbachev, listen, it had to do with public opinion, the conversation. He said, look, all the blockheads and knuckleheads are for Reagan. So they'll do whatever he says. That's what Vice President George W. Bush told Gorbachev when the Cold War was ending. All the blockheads are for Reagan. Well, those same blockheads are against healthcare reform because they're blockheads. So? Well, huh. That's a fucked up problem. Well, they're blockheads because we don't fund education, which is a whole different problem. But is it possible to get the blockheads in favor of things that actually make sense? Like, how hard is it to convince a blockhead that maybe having healthcare is good, as opposed to not having healthcare? Being able to go to the doctor is preferable to dying? Is that hard to get across to a blockhead? I mean, I don't get it. Or perhaps, is it that you're appealing to the underlying racism of America, which has never disappeared, which is what Lars von Trier's movies tend to do, is point that out so beautifully. Is our fundamental underlying racism that's in our society. You should definitely recommend the movies Dogville and Mandalay. You know, how could something, what is it, what emotion could be so powerful that it overwhelms logic and even taking care of yourself? What emotion? Well, the only one I think it can be is hate. I think that's the only one. And it's sort of this deeply embedded and completely suppressed and denied racism, xenophobia, and everything else that's causing it, I think. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's part of the human instinct to, you know, fight or flight, you know? I don't know. But I know that thinking about it is a step in the right direction. Watching Hoarders? Not so much. Let's see if I have something to play, since I have my phonograph working finally. And I can do some stretches. What do I have here? Yeah. No, I want it to be something long, not short. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is neither. I guess this I haven't played in a while. Oh, lower black hurts. My lower black. Oh, let's see. Monitor's dying again. Okay, all right. Hi. Let's see. Okay. I don't know. I guess I'll just play the beginning. It's been so long since I played this album, I don't remember what the names of the songs are in this thing. Whatevies. Oh, Jesus. Is it still making a noise? Oh, my back hurts. Black. Turn off the...
I wish